It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio on the phone, we have Matthew Rich and Brad Huffhines. They're both with Beaver Water District, and we're going to be talking about this weekend's Secchi Day, which is coming up. But first, Matthew and Brad, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about y'all's work with Beaver Water District. How long have you done it? What do you do?
This is Brad. Okay. I've been with Beaver Water District for 15 years. I'm an environmental specialist. We work on the source water protection program here for the district, which includes working with many other organizations to help keep the watershed clean and promote source water protection among the community. We belong to scientific organizations as members. I'm a member of the North American Lake Management Society, and we go there to share with others around the country and even world what we're doing here at the district and get ideas and bring them back to implement here in our community and our water utility.
Awesome. Brad Huffhines, also Matthew Rich. What's your history, Matthew?
Well, I've been with the district for about 3 years now, a little bit on the newer side here. But I also work in the watershed. We do a lot of on-lake sampling, work with outreach partners that go out and promote a healthy watershed. And I belong to ASLO, which is the Association for Scientists in Limnology and Oceanography. I've got a background in oceanography, but have recently switched over to the freshwater side. And so that's the society that I belong to. And a couple of years ago, I gave a talk at the ASLO meeting concerning Secchi Day, which got Secchi Day to have a little bit of a national exposure in the scientific community.
And that is what we're talking about, Secchi Day, coming up this Saturday, August 17th. But first, I'd like to reiterate to our listeners, Beaver Water District, the Beaver Lake, so very important to this area, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. It's really the lifeblood of the economy, in my opinion, here. If we didn't have Beaver Lake, we wouldn't have Tyson. We wouldn't have some of the larger manufacturers. And we just wouldn't have the lifestyle that we all know and love.
Water, of course, becoming so important in so many different areas. So, this August 17th, Secchi Day, something that you guys have been doing now for how many years?
It is named after a 19th century Italian astronomer, Angelo Secchi. He invented the Secchi disk to measure water clarity. But what Secchi Day is this is it's now in our 14th year. This is a large citizen science engagement program where we get about 30 to 40 on-lake volunteer teams to go out and to sample about 35 locations in the lake, all within a 2 to 3 hour period. And what they do is they go out and they collect a Secchi measurement for us, which is just a measurement of clarity. And then they also grab 2 1-liter bottles of a water for us, surface water, that we then bring back to the lake and analyze for nutrients, chlorophyll, things like that are in the water.
So you guys really rely on what we call volunteer scientists, don't you?
Absolutely. We could not do Secchi Day without our science volunteers. They really make Secchi Day happen. We would not physically, Brad and I would not physically be able to go out and collect all of the samples on the lake that are needed in a one-day period.
Now, Brad, I know that on Saturday, it's not all science and data. This thing has really had kind of a party or a celebratory atmosphere for a while, hasn't it, as well?
Back in 2006, at the very first annual Secchi Day Science Fair, Dr. Bob Morgan, who is retired manager of environmental quality here at the district, took 2 programs from the North American Lake Management Society and formed Secchi Day on Beaver Lake, or modeled it after those programs, one of which is Lakes Appreciation Month. The whole purpose of Lakes Appreciation Month is to get people out, get them to enjoy their resources, appreciate their resources, and understand where their drinking water comes from. The other program is the Secchi Dip-In, which is an international program. It relies on citizen science, too,
okay,
where anyone can go out and collect transparency data using a Secchi disk and upload it to a national database that anyone can use that data for future studies. While Matt is organizing all these teams out on the water to collect water quality data. There is a festivity at Prairie Creek. It's from 9 to 12:15. It includes free lunch and lots of activities for kids and adults alike. And there's lots of fun giveaways and even a kayak as the grand prize.
One of our partners, they'll be there with a whole host of kayaks that folks can take some test tours of some kayaks and get in the water, and has the possibility of being pretty warm this Saturday, so it might be a good opportunity for families to come out, learn a little bit more about the watershed and about the lake in general. And while you're there, you might as well use the beach and hop in the water and cool off a little bit.
Awesome. Very cool. Matthew Rich and Brad Huffhines with Beaver Water District. Real quickly, what has some of the latest data from Beaver shown us? Is it a healthy lake?
Beaver Lake is a really dynamic lake. Because it's a river that's been dammed up, there's so many differences in the lake. But yes, it is very dynamic, but we have a really great resource that has nice long longevity for producing drinking water well into the future. Yeah, if they go to our website, bwdh20.org, there is a Secchi Day link that can be clicked there on our website. Or just look for Prairie Creek Marina on your maps and come find us on Saturday.
Awesome. Matthew Rich and Brad Huffhines with Beaver Water District. Secchi Day takes place this Saturday, August 17th. Guys, thanks so much for letting us know about it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's the Community Spotlight on 91.3, where local matters. If you know of something neat in your neighborhood, let me know about it. My email is pete@kuaf.com.